Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio.
All right, let's find out if Joe Espada can make us feel better. Podium critic time. Astros, they're in a bad spot right now. They're 4-9. Mm-hmm. Let's hear from the skip. Dusty Baker used to go up there. Say what you want about Dusty. Dusty would go up there. You'd feel pretty good about your leadership. Let's hear this guy, Joe Espada, this new fella, bench coach. Let's hear what he had to say after the Astros' tough loss yesterday. Here's Joe Espada.
Start of the game, throwing the ball well. That third inning, kind of got away from him. Started leaving some balls over the plate and felt like everything they put in play kind of fell for them. So just not the outing we he was expecting.
Looked like they adjusted or they had a game plan or something. There was something about that.
Yeah, they made him work a little bit more. Their bats got longer and they were able to put some good swings on him that second time around.
Joe, it didn't look like he had a great feel for his sweeper or even wasn't commanding his fastball that well. When he's really only relying on one or two pitches, like how does that, when a lineup sees him a second time?
Sure. It's game changing, yeah. Second time around, once he started missing his spots, they start putting better swings on him. And once that happens, kind of things start kind of speeding up on you and kind of lose track of things. But he came out, pounded the zone early, and then after that, just kind of lost it a little bit.
A little bit. Seven runs, coach.
Excuse me?
What do you want manager. To take out of this?
It's a learning experience. He's going to get a second opportunity. You take the positive out of it, and you learn from it. And, the negative, you adjust and you grow. And that's, it's a very, pitching in the big leagues is not an easy task. But he does have the weapon to be successful. Our job is to help him be successful.
40 pitches in that third inning. I know where you are pitching-wise. Kind of had to get him through it, but are you thinking, like, as the pitch count grows, like, what's going through your mind at that point?
Just trying to get through the game. Trying
to lose 10 more after this one.
Be able to have some guys for tomorrow and trying to win a game tomorrow. Today's over. It's time to bounce back tomorrow and trying to win a game.
All right, coach.
For the guys that you did use, do you feel like you'll have enough coverage tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we should I think we should be good. I think we should be good.
Good to see Bregman.
Yeah, better swings today. Yeah. Again, it's a game of adjustments. He came in, fell a few things and put some good swings on the ball and got some positive results.
Go back to that third inning. All of the hits, the six hits, were either up the middle or the opposite way. Do you credit the opposition for
making an adjustment? There? Sure, sure. You know, they kind of, that's what happens at the major league level. Once you start getting through a lineup as a pitcher, you got to make adjustments. Hitters make adjustments, and you know, looked like they had a game plan and they adjusted well.
All right, thanks, Skip. There you go.
I want to talk about what one thing he said there.
Thank you, Skip.
He said it was a learning experience or whatever.
Thanks, Skip.
I feel like it was more of a learning experience for us, or as much a learning experience for us as them, because Spencer Arrighetti is the best they got. Like, he was the prospect. You heard Adam Spillane talking about it, and he was a good prospect, didn't know a lot about him and all that. And I think that's emblematic of just how bad this system is.
Like, farm system?
The farm system. I mean, you heard me say in the last segment, I think it's plain that this is the beginning of the end. I'm not trying to jump a
13 games in.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said beginning. I think this is the beginning of the end of the run. And obviously, you know, nobody wants to see that, but you have to be honest about things. When you look at like Arrighetti, like, he's the best they could call up. And I get first start, all
that. He was their best pitcher last year in the minor leagues.
He was their pitcher of the year. All right.
But I mean, it's his first start.
Right? That's what I'm saying. I qualified it. Like, I get it.
He's going to get another shot.
He will get another shot. But using all these prospects for trade deadline deals, getting low picks because they were good or they were penalized, and all these other things with their draft system, it's caught up to them. Do you realize that the Astros haven't picked higher than number 28 overall in 6 years? That's going to hurt your system. Like, and three of those guys that they've picked with first round picks, Drew Gilbert, Corey Lee, four of them, Seth Beer and Bukauskas, all traded.
Yeah, sure.
They were all traded. Yeah. So you have no system whatsoever.
Yeah.
And that's the sign.
And you have an aging core.
And you have an aging core.
And the Jeff Luhno impact is kind of, we still feel it every day, but it's kind of, you know.
It's fading.
Fading.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
Yeah.
Astros. You say beginning of the end.
I think it's the signs of the beginning of the end.
I think it's early.
Okay. You keep saying that.
I'm sticking to it, man. I'm trying to sound more like a baseball guy. You know?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They don't have the...
Did you know there's 162 games in a baseball season?
You know, I've been reminded of that a couple of times over the
years.
It's
early.
Yeah, I've been reminded.
It's not even May yet.
Yeah, I get it.
It got a long
season
ahead of us.
The Masters didn't even happen yet.
Got a long season ahead of us.
Don't you remember the tombstone? Remember that?
Yeah, it's early.
I'm telling you, like, with no system, the only two players that they've drafted in the first or second round since 2015 that are on the roster, Bregman and Tucker.
Yeah.
That's it.
One of the biggest talking points, and you can see it on the text line, I heard Show talking about it yesterday, is, you know, Dusty. Do they miss Dusty? Is this? Here's the thing. The only beef that I had with Dusty, the biggest beef I had with Dusty, was that the Martin Maldonado bit was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That was dumb. I think that's kind of being proven right as well. Yonier Diaz is actually having a pretty good year. That was the biggest beef. But here's the thing. Like, you can have a flawed manager and then hire worse.
It happens all the time.
That can happen.
It happens all the time.
So anytime, like, Joe Espada can be worse than Dusty Baker, regardless of what you thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I do think there was a certain portion of people that everything was blamed on Dusty. My beef with Dusty was very clear. The Martin Maldonado thing was a annoying bit.
Yeah.
That made the team worse, and there was no statistical data to back it up. That was my beef with Dusty Baker.
Yeah.
But this team was getting old anyways, and eventually this was going to happen. But it is possible to hire someone worse. It can happen.
It happens all the time.
It happens often.
Yes, it does.
So that can go down. Like, you can go from Charlie Strong to Tom Herman at UT.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole thing. I don't know whether they missed Dusty or not. This Espada guy ain't it. That was the Espada thing was, okay, we can just keep this afloat. We're not going to need any juice. We're not going to need anything. Yeah. This guy's familiar. Let's keep a familiar face around and let's go.
Yeah.
That guy is not going to motivate me to run through a wall.
And who's to say, like, Dusty clearly is a better manager and more respected and everything, at least to this point, than Joe Espada. And he's clearly better. But these things were going to happen anyway. Like, the system was going to catch up to him. I just laid out some of the holes in it. Age was going to catch up to him. Making all these trades with picks was going to catch up to him. Players that are on the way out or out was going to catch up to him, whether Dusty was here or not. All those things were going to catch up to him, whether it was Dusty or Joe Spada or anybody. Now, they might be better off with Dusty. That's arguable. But
I don't even think it's arguable. I think this guy's a dope.
Well, okay. Yeah, they would have been better off just because he's Dusty.
I think this guy's
But
just
it was
guy.
Still, all these things were still going to catch up to him. And they are.
Yeah.
That's my point.
This guy, I mean, you hear him. There's nothing even remotely there.
Yeah.
He's just there. He's a bench guy. A bench coach.
Special.
What?
Nothing special.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, damn, man.
I thought you said he was special.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought.
No, nothing special.
Gracious. Okay. Yeah. Okay, just making sure nothing special. There you go. No special qualities about Joe Espada. And he is facing his first test, as is D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico Ryans, I don't want to say his credibility is on the line, but there's a massive test for D'Amico Ryans. And could Kelvin Sampson be creeping up the ladder when it comes to getting one of the best jobs in college sports? Or is it even that? We'll localize it next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.